Hi, my name's Chris Scott, and this interview was recorded for the UK Wine Show. For the latest news and terms and conditions, go to ukwineshow.co.uk. Hi, my name's Chris Scott, and I'm here with Miguel Torres. How are you, Miguel?
Nice to be with you.
Excellent. We're going to talk a wee bit about Natureo wine, or natural wine. It's not really natural wine. It's more wine with low alcohol, or spinning cone, isn't it?
Yes, it's a wine that almost doesn't have alcohol. Regular wine would have around 12 degrees of alcohol. Here we're talking about a wine that has 0.5 degrees of alcohol.
Yeah, so very, very, very low. And it's been quite a push to get it into the market, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It's not exactly something the EU's been keen on.
Yes, you know, to tell you the truth, this is a project that started with my sister Mireia. She's a winemaker, and she was experimenting for the past years about how to make the alcoholized wine, because she has two children, and when she was pregnant, she was always very mad, you know, that she could not drink, you know, as much as wine as, you know, as before. So she started this project, and at the beginning, to tell the truth, I was a little bit skeptical, no? I was very sure if this was going to work. But when I started to taste the wines, and I saw that this was really a wine that it was just the alcoholized, I was very surprised, and then we started to sell it, yeah.
Okay, because normally wine, you know, alcohol does give body to a wine. It gives it a bit of weight and even length in the palate, yeah. Some people would say. But without alcohol, how do you get that weight in the palate? Does it have weight in the palate, or I haven't actually tried it.
It's quite complicated, because if you just take a regular wine, take for example a Viña Esmeralda, you know, that is a wine that is made with the same variety, and you take out the alcohol, basically the wine becomes so unbalanced, you know, that it's so acid, you know, that you cannot almost drink it. It would taste like lemon juice, like pure lemon juice. So the key is to make the wine, you know, when you make the fermentation, and even when you pick the grapes, to make it on a way that you already think that you are going to de-alcoholize this wine, and that then you need a balance, right? So for example, you have to make the wine with a little bit less of acidity, okay? So that at the end, it has a better balance.
Sure. Is it just the acidity that comes through?
But it's also a challenge, no? Because I think it's also important in this kind of wines to have maybe a bit more of residual sugar, and sometimes a bit of carbonic, right?
Carbonic maceration or carbon dioxide.
Yeah. Carbon dioxide, but just very, very lightly. You can almost not feel it in the palate, but at the end they gave you an additional touch of a structure into the mouth, so that you feel less that they don't have alcohol. No?
Yeah. Do you leave any tannins in there? I know it's just white wines you're making at the moment.
Yes, just white, because although we try with many, many varieties, the key thing here is when the wine is alcoholized, it has to taste as much as possible and has to smell as much as possible as a regular wine. So there's one variety called Moscatel, it's just the Muscat, that has some aromas that are very terpenic, no? So they smell like roses, like geranium, and they are very powerful and very dominant. So with this variety, we can dealcoholize the wine, and these aromas still stay there, and still the wine is very perfumed and is very fragrant, no? So it works much, much better than if you try to do with, with Chardonnay, for example, no? It's much more complicated.
Okay, so the wine loses alcohol, you have a bit more sugar in there, a bit less acidity.
Yes.
And a wee bit of spritziness from carbon dioxide. And is it pretty much a process of just stripping out the alcohol? You know, do you make the wine through fermentation like you normally would make the wine?
Yes. Absolutely. The fermentation is done on the same way, you know. And then when we have the wine, we obtain a wine that can have around 11 degrees of alcohol, something like this. Then we put it in a machine that is called a spinning cone column. That basically it's just a physical process. There's no chemicals involved, it's just physical. And we put the wine at a certain speed that we separate the wine in three different components. No, one of them are the aromas, the natural aromas of the wine that you have to encapsulate, because otherwise they will evaporate and they will disappear. The other fragment or the other piece is the alcohol, okay, that you eliminate. And the other piece is the rest of the components of the wine. So we are talking about, you know, that wine has always around 85% of water, then has also tannins, has also, you know, color.
And then you just recombine it. Do you just recombine it in a big tab and pour everything back in, or do you have to go through a process of recombining?
Well, to recombine it, you have to go again through the spinning column. So you have to put these three components on different proportions, okay? So we just put everything but the alcohol. We don't put the alcohol. So this is real wine that has been fermented, and just then, by physical methods, we remove the alcohol.
Okay, so but recombining it, how do you recombine it? Because I know how spinning cones work in terms of separating out the components. How do you recombine those components in a spinning cone?
Maybe to go now so, you know, so in the technical, but you can do it. You put together the components, you put a certain speed, and then, you know, they combine the aromas with the juice. And we always have to put the 0.5% of alcohol, because otherwise the aromatic molecules will not really they will not really evaporate, no?
It's a bit like having alcohol and perfume, isn't it?
Yes. If you don't have a little bit of alcohol, then the wine would not really smell, you know? We need a little bit just to make sure that it has some aromas.
Okay. And why was the EU not so keen on it? Because they have a rule that wine must contain at least something like 8% alcohol, except unless you're Italian, in which case you can have less, but like Moscato d'Asti or something like that. But why were they not that keen?
Well, you know that the wine production is very regulated on every single thing. And we are in Europe, which means that, we are in regions that they have produced wine for centuries, and there are a lot of laws for every single thing. This process is so new, this technology is so new, that the regulations are not still adapted to this new technology. They will at a certain point, I'm sure.
And is it legal now to sell, make spinning cone wines or de-alkalized wines?
Yeah, sure. We are selling these in Spain, but also here in the United Kingdom. And actually, I have to say that it's going very, very well. We have a lot of acceptance by the consumer.
What's the name of the brand?
It's called Natureo.
Natureo. And where can you get it in the UK?
Well, you can get, for example, in Waitrose, but also there's a lot of specialized stores that are carrying it. Also in many restaurants that they want to have an non-alkalized wine. So it's in many places, yeah.
Why did you go for spinning cone as opposed to something like reverse osmosis, where you can strip out alcohol that way?
Yeah. Well, on the previous experiments, because even before Natureo, there were wines that were claiming that had very low alcohol and so on. But those wines, they were done basically with reverse osmosis. But the reverse osmosis is a process that really is very hard for the wine. It damages a lot the wine, no? So the end result that you get is something that is quite far away from the regular taste of a wine. Spinning cone column is much more delicate on the way it treats the wine, so it keeps almost everything from the wine.
Okay, so you think you get a better, more rounded wine from
absolutely,
it?
Absolutely.
Okay, and you were doing a lot of market research around the time that this was coming through. What did you find through your research? There was a gap in the market and there was a desire for this type of wine?
We thought that more and more there's people that for one reason or for another, they can at a certain moment not drink wine, no? For example, we're talking about a pregnant woman. We're talking about people that they have to drive, you know, and at the end when everyone is enjoying, you know, a nice party, drinking wine, they just have to drink water or a soft drink. So now they can also be part, you know, of that party, and they can enjoy too, and they can have a nice wine too.
Mm-hmm. Sure, sure. And you said it was Moscato grape variety. Is there any other grape variety you've considered?
With the red we are trying hard with the Garnacha, but I think that still we need one step more. We need to be sure that we obtain a high quality product before we release it into the market, so we're still working on that.
Fair enough, so a bit of work there. And do you have any competition? Who else is making these style of wines?
Now there are companies that they are starting to, no? And I think it's good because it's good to create a category and that people understand that they can also buy these wines, and you know, it's good to have some competition. We don't want to be the only ones doing that, no?
Sure, for sure, for sure. And what do you think the future of spinning cone is? Do you think it's going to be a significant part of the market, or is it always going to be a niche product for pregnant, breastfeeding women, guys, people who are driving, that sort of stuff?
Right now it's still a niche product, but if you look at the beer, for example, the beer market, the non-alcoholic beer in many countries around the world, especially in Spain, it has become a significant part of the market. I'm not saying this is really going to happen so much, but I'm sure it can grow quite well during the next years.
And do you drink it very often yourself?
Sometimes, yes. Sometimes, yes. I have to tell you, if I don't have to drive and I can choose, of course, I prefer a wine with alcohol, no? This is, you know, this is the best. But sometimes I have to drive, and sometimes I cannot drink. Then I prefer 100 times better a Naturio than a soft drink or just water. It's much better.
Okay. Well, especially when we spoke earlier, that as a boy, you used to go down and grab unfermented juice. So I imagine it's just right up there. Okay, then, Miguel, we'll wrap it up there. Thank you very much.
Thank you.